AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragedy on the campus of a community college in North Carolina. One person shot dead and the college is locked down as authorities search for a gunman. Wayne Community College is in Goldsboro, North Carolina. A spokeswoman says the shooter is not in custody, and they're not saying whether they believe the gunman is still on campus. Authorities are looking for a white man with a goatee and a tattoo over his eye. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio is running for president, telling top donors this morning that the coming presidential campaign is a choice between the past and the future. Our Jerry Bodlander says the official announcement is this evening.
First-term Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, the son of Cuban immigrants, will make his announcement at Freedom Tower in Miami, a historic landmark that was the first stop for thousands of people who fled Cuba. In a video ahead of his announcement, he stressed the country needs to change course to benefit future generations.
If we stay on this road that this administration and that this Congress has us on, then they will be part of the first generation of Americans to inherit from their parents a diminished country.
Rubio joined Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul in the growing GOP field. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Democrat Hillary Clinton announced yesterday that she's in the race. She's arriving in Iowa today. Political analyst Robert Stein says she'll have to pull in Latino voters to win the White House.
I think they need not only to mobilize that vote, but to concentrate on millennials who were voting at rates. I know in my own state of Texas there's some debate over this, but it appears that millennial Hispanics, the largest group of the largest growing portion of the electorate, were going about 45-55 Republican to Democratic.
A passenger plane landed safely in Ohio after one of its tires caught fire. Nobody injured. This is AP Radio News. It's tax time, and there's an extra headache for many same-sex married couples. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel.
Tax day is an accounting nightmare for thousands of gay and lesbian couples who wrestle with the uneven legal status of same-sex marriage in the United States. Some reside in the 13 states that do not recognize their marriages, an issue that will be argued before the Supreme Court later this month. At tax time, and Wednesday is the filing deadline, it gets complicated because most state income tax returns use information from a taxpayer's federal return. States that don't recognize same-sex marriages are dealing with these issues in different ways, and of course, it's up to the taxpayer to figure out what to do. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Nearly 9 out of 10 adults now say they have health insurance. That's according to a just-released Gallup study. In 2013, slightly more than 8 out of 10 had health insurance. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.